Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View. You can listen to any of my shows or download any of them commercial free on my website, BruceSallen.com. Please like the A Dad's Point of View Facebook page and follow me on Twitter at Bruce Allen, and visit BruceSallen.com to find out all of what is happening in my world, read all of my writing, look at the Because I Said So comic strip, find out about Dad Chat, which is every Thursday evening from 6 to 7 p.m. West Coast time, and you will enjoy the site for sure. It is going to be actually coming up soon, thoroughly revamped with a great design and a lot of new features. Next week, we'll be talking about a recent trip I took. I took my son to Boston, where he auditioned for the Berklee College of Music, hoping to get in. And it brought up all those emotions that most parents feel when their kids are about to leave home, go off to college, or you know, the parents are left behind with an empty nest. And I think it's a worthwhile topic. It brought up a bunch of emotions and thoughts and good and bad for myself, which is what the column is about. And that is what we will speak about next week. There are sponsor slots open. If you are interested in being a sponsor on the Bruce Allen Show, email me at bruce@bruceallen.com. Today we talked about examples of politically correct lies. And I would like to cover the last two that I did not get to cover in the previous segment. One is that there is diversity of thought on our colleges. And I believe when I grew up, we thought about college as a place to learn about diversity of thought. And the irony is, I think the lack of diversity of thought on most campuses, I mean, campuses like Berklee or any of the bigger colleges, is so extreme as to almost be as bad as a communist state that controls the media. Certain groups that want to speak are basically not allowed to. If an Ann Coulter appears on campus, she requires bodyguards. But William Ayers, an avowed and acknowledged American terrorist, is not only a faculty at a Chicago college, but he can appear with no problem. Any pro-Israel speaker is at great risk of being shouted down, while any pro-Palestinian or, for that matter, anyone from Iran can come to any college campus and say whatever they want without any fears. That is not what I think of as diversity of thought. The last politically correct lie I wanted to talk about is really more of just a statement. When I saw Time magazine naming the person of the year with their last issue of Time on this subject, I was just stunned. The person of the year was the protester. And the image on the cover was of a veiled woman. And the whole notion, and of course this was inspired by the mainstream media's love of Occupy Wall Street, and the whole notion that such a disorganized, disconnected, dirty, when I mean dirty, I mean physically dirty, and really unpleasant and un-American and destructive group could be considered the person of the year. Now, they also included those protesters that participated in the so-called Arab Spring, which I would rather call the Arab Winter, because we are certainly seeing that what's going on in Egypt is no renaissance for democracy. And what's going on in Syria is certainly no renaissance for Syria. And who knows what will be in Libya, let alone other Arab countries that are going through similar changes. So Time magazine, I think, cemented its place as no longer a news magazine, but a very agenda-driven, left-leaning magazine. And along with Newsweek, I no longer read them. Occasionally when they have a micro-subject like, you know, just talking about gender, I'll read that, but that usually has a bias as well. Anyway, that was our show today. I want to thank our support team. First, the unflappable and ever so helpful Richard Dugan, my engineer and producer. And second, my cheerleader-in-chief, Les Carroll, our station manager. I did not recognize him today. He has lost 53 pounds in a number of weeks, and he literally looks like a different man. Just as handsome and certainly just as polished as ever, but a heck of a lot thinner. He is soon going to weigh less than me, at which point I'm going to have to start getting into this dieting game. I want to thank you again for joining us. Again, sponsor slots are open. If you're interested, email me at bruce@bruceallen.com. It is a show that reaches a great demographic. So if you want that sort of demographic, it is sponsors are welcome. Also, a reminder that Dad Chat is every Thursday. You find Dad Chat by using the hashtag, the number sign followed by Dad Chat, and you use it on Twitter. There are various programs that allow you to follow it easier, like TweetGrid. So, Dad Chat, every Thursday evening from 6 to 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. I want to thank you again for joining us. And please remember, be the best dad or mom you can be. Goodbye for now.